Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Yankee Stadium.
There's a guy hit the deep right field. That ball is going. Blowing it in. Gone. He drives the authority. Now I don't believe it.
That ball is high. It is far. It is gone.
Yo, what up, Yankee fans? Welcome to the Bullpen Betty Show. It's raining, it's pouring, and the Brooklyn Nets are boring. So we've decided to come on out to the stadium and do our show anyway, even if there is no game tonight. So put on your galoshes and huddle up under the awning for that Will Cole ticket window. But she's Betty, I'm Gigo, and this is episode 3 of the Bullpen Betty Show.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Bullpen Betty Show. It is raining cats and cats. But that didn't stop me or Gigo from going to Yankee Stadium, where we still are.
Why are we in the rain?
We were so set on booing Cano that we...
Nobody told me the game was... I mean, I should have known. We should have guessed.
Probably should have guessed since I tweeted it, but anyway...
We've got the stadium to ourselves.
So devoted. We so wanted to yell at Cano that we came here anyway, hoping that maybe somehow he would show up, the sun would come out, but it hasn't. And it hasn't. When's the last time it was sunny?
Well, I thought the sun would come out for a night game anyway.
That would be crazy, though.
Yeah.
That would be something. So we're sitting here in the pouring rain.
For episode 3, right?
Yes, episode 3 of season 2. We've been picked up for a second season.
Nice. Syndication, baby. Here we come.
I don't know who picked us up for a second season. Podomatic picks us up for a second season.
So it was. We've been away for about two weeks or so.
Yep.
A lot happened since we last spoke. We've had suspensions. We've had injuries. We've had tumultuous couple of weeks.
Yes, there's been a lot going on in baseball for sure. So, since last time we spoke, there was a doubleheader.
Yes, we faced the Chicago Cubs, which doesn't happen very often.
No, because they are not in our league, literally or figuratively.
Right. Ooh. And due to rain, as like today, what was a two-game series became a doubleheader.
Yes. And did you know that it was Peeps Collectible Night?
Oh, really?
Yes.
You know, the night game or the day game?
I guess it was supposed to be the night game, so I'm assuming it was that night game. But have you seen the big Peeps advertisement in the outfield? There's a big yellow ad.
Yeah.
Peeps is really making a big branding move, and they've moved right into Yankee Stadium. So anyway.
Not a big Peeps fan myself, personally.
Yeah, I'm not either, but I do like the whole... It's sort of like Hello Kitty. It's like it's just a really good marketing thing.
But that you can eat.
Yes. So, first of all, tell us the interesting thing that you just told me about the Chicago Cubs playing in Yankee Stadium.
All right, so the Chicago Cubs came to Yankee Stadium. I believe they have now played... They had already played seven games in Yankee Stadium in their history. They have never won at Yankee Stadium. In the 30s, I think it's like 34 and 35, they played in the World Series, where, of course, they got swept. So they didn't win at Yankee Stadium. And there was an interleague game years ago, and they lost all of those games.
To be matched by...
They lost both games of a doubleheader, which is hard to do.
Yeah. And so what else happened in this doubleheader?
Well, not only did they lose, but they were almost no hit. By our ace, I guess he's going to be. I guess by next year he'll be number one. Masahiro Tanaka gave up two hits, and actually they were both bunts. The only way they were able to get on base was by bunting on him. And
what,
even one of those,
what kind of cake?
And even one of those hits was only a hit because they reviewed it, and the call got overturned.
Yes, the old the reviewing.
But, so he had, from what I've... was reading from what McCann was saying, he had no hit stuff that day.
Wow. Well, I guess, you know, it's helpful that we're playing the Cubs, not exactly...
Right, because you and I could have no hits up against the Cubs, apparently.
You know that Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine, yep. Big baseball fan, Cubs fan. Fan. Yep. Well, if you're from Chicago, really, what are your options?
The White Sox.
Right, well, is that a good option?
At least they've won a World Series recently. So that was good. So they've taken two games out of a doubleheader. I forget how many years it's been since the Yankees have done that. It's not easy to do, win both games of a doubleheader.
Yeah, especially when you were not planning to play a doubleheader.
Right, right.
Which I guess, do they ever plan to play a doubleheader?
Not anymore. There's no such thing as a scheduled right. doubleheader anymore. When I was a kid, they used to be all the time.
When you were a kid?
Back when they wore
leather helmets.
But, yeah, so we took two from Chicago. That was good. Then we went to Tampa. And
I hate that stadium, but I say that every time.
We split the series, and the big news in Tampa was what?
Nova lost 16-1.
Right. Isn't that when Nova pulled himself out of the game, right?
I mean, it seems like...
They took him out early, and that's when they realized he was hurt.
Well, they should have taken him out after, like, you know... the fourth pitch, but...
I think he lasted like four innings or something like that. And they took him out, and after the game, they announced that he was hurt. And boy, was he hurt. He had Tommy John surgery yesterday.
Yeah. Joe knew he was hurt. Joe was like, no, no, no. I think Joe was like... Well, he kept shaking his arm, right?
Right. Well, that's when they figured out there was... Tommy John surgery. And I actually heard this interesting statistic today. That there's been, what, 25 games so far this year? 26 games. And 17 pitchers already this year. Some ridiculous number have had Tommy John surgery.
Wow. So what are they doing? I mean, like, why are they getting...
I read an article the other day by Tommy John, of all people. And he was, like he said, he was shocked at how many people were getting it. And apparently what it is, it's from wear and tear. But it's not something that, not like wear and tear that they've done in the past season or two seasons. According to him, it's what you do when you're a kid. So, like, you get these guys who are, like, in the Dominican Republic, whatever, where they're throwing every day, and then that's when you put the real wear and tear on your arm. And then, but by the time you get to the pros, you know, you're hanging by a thread.
Are you sure that it's from pitching? Sorry, that was a bad attempt at being gross.
That's gross. But,
the same motion over and over and over.
Big forearms. So apparently it's from wear and tear, and it's like an epidemic this year of Tommy John surgery. So, yeah, so in Tampa Bay, we split the series, but the big news there was that we lost Cano.
Cano?
For a year and a half. Not Cano.
Canova?
We lost Nova. We lost Canova for a year and a half.
Wow, so yep, they said 18 months, right?
About 18 months before he comes back, so...
He must be...
He'll be back in time for a playoff run in, you know, next year.
Well, he's young, but I'm sure he's very bummed out. He seems like he really wants to play.
He's 27, right? So he'll be, you know... It's tough. He'll miss
his... Does he still have his braces on? You know, he had braces on his teeth.
Does he really?
Yeah, or he did.
Oh, I didn't notice. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, okay, so then we played Boston...
Again, we took 3 of 4.
No, we took 2 of 3.
Oh, 2 of 3, right. This was in Boston, right? Yep. We took 3 of 4 when they were here. In Boston, we took 2 of 3. And the big news there was?
Pineda.
Pineda.
Pintarda.
What was he thinking? All right, so we know that the first time he pitched Boston in New York, they said that he had Pintar on his hand. Right. Right, they cut the picture in the fifth inning, he wiped it off.
Right, against the same team, Boston.
Against the same team. So he pitches in the first inning. It's really cold. His control's kind of iffy. So he comes back in his second inning with, like, looks like someone took a paintbrush and just put
he
slathered pine tar on his neck.
He wiped his hand on his neck.
What was he thinking? I mean, you put it inside your glove, in your, you know, in your waist, or...
Right.
I mean, you could have seen this from the bleachers. But
you know what? I heard that from space you can see the Great Wall of China and the pine tar on Pineda's neck.
I mean, it was like Farrell, right? What's his face? John Farrell, the manager of the wrestler. He goes, you know what? I really had no choice. I had to.
Right.
I had to
Right, otherwise he's a chump. I agree.
Pitchers say 80-90% do it. And when it's cold weather, they put pine tar on their fingers. And it's not cheating because it doesn't make the ball do anything special. It doesn't give you a better curveball. Not like a spitball or like when you use like sandpaper or something, where you can scuff the ball, and that can really make the ball do these weird things. All pine tar does is give you a better grip on it so that you're not hitting the batter in the side of the head with a fastball.
Right.
So most of the batters are like, we don't mind if you do it. Just don't be an idiot. Don't make it so
right.
hard. I'm guessing by next year, after the season, MLB is going to discuss, with rule changes. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing by next year there'll be pine tar on the mound so that anybody can use it. They give a rosin bag out there.
Right.
But that only works when it's hot. When you're sweating, the rosin is good.
In cold weather, or chalk so it doesn't slip.
Right.
Right.
Right. In cold weather, it doesn't do anything. Rosin does absolutely nothing for you. That's why. So, I know that after when it's below 50 degrees,
right.
they let the pitchers blow on their hands.
Right.
Because they can't do it in the summertime. If you blow on your hand while you're standing on the mound, it's a book.
Oh.
You can step off the mound and lick your
fingers.
But
when it's cold, you can?
But you're standing on the mound. When it's cold, they give you permission. So I'm thinking that what they'll do is when it's cold enough to give you permission to blow, they'll probably let you use pine tar. I'm assuming, so who knows?
Well, the other rule that was sort of bizarre that was on and then off again.
Before we get that, he reported to the umps. They threw him out of the game, and then he got suspended, right?
Oh, right. So, right.
10-game suspension.
Right, which was going to be 2 starts about.
Right. You have to do at least 6. Usually you do 8 games. If you do 6 games, right, because you figure five days later you pitch. But if you have an off day, if you do 5 games, he might not miss a start at all. So usually what they do is 8 to 10.
Right.
That's just to
make sure
that they miss at least 1 start. In the minor leagues, in fact, it's a mandatory automatic 10-game suspension.
Okay.
So they gave him 10. And, well, we'll get to that later, what happens at the end of that. All right. So then also the other rules they came up with.
The transfer rule, which totally worked in our favor. Was it against Boston? Gardner's
same series.
Yeah, slid into second base, and I forget who it was on Boston, but who cares?
Pedroia.
Oh, Pedroia. He caught it.
He did second base.
And then when he went to throw it to, I guess, the double play, right, the ball got away from him, and so they called Gardner safe. And that was ridiculous. So they have overturned that, and now it's a catch is a catch.
Which makes sense. Makes sense.
Yeah, that was an odd. I think they realized immediately how bizarre of an idea that was because of that play. So, transfer rule is back to the old ways.
All right, after they left, where we go to next?
Then we played the Angels.
The Angels, another interesting scene.
And we won 2 of 3 there.
The Angels, who are leading the league in home runs.
Their lineup is like, holy moly, it's the most formidable lineup.
Well, Pujols is back, apparently.
Right.
Like, he's back. He's hitting now like he did when he was with St. Louis.
Right.
I've heard a couple of theories as to why. One, he's healthy. The other thing I heard also is that he finally had his family living with him.
Oh, he was by himself?
Because his kids were going to school, whatever. So they had stayed in St. Louis. And from what I heard, now he has them living with him in California. I think that might, put him at ease. I think that's what. Cause now he's a monster. He's leading the league in home runs. I think he got 9 or 10.
Right.
He the day before he got to Yankee Stadium, he hit 2 to reach 500.
Yep.
At the age he's at, his numbers are, I think, like almost exactly. Like it's either Willie Mays or Hank Aaron.
Wow.
Like exact numbers. I think it might be Hank Aaron.
Jeez. And then you've got Mike Trout right there.
Who's, he's the best player in baseball, without a doubt.
And what is he, like 23 or something?
I don't even think he's 23. 20, but he
yeah,
might be.
They're talking about how he's the next Jeter.
Yeah.
So
we took 2 or 3 from them, which is nice.
We did, and
Tanaka faced him. Tanaka really did really well against him.
Well, so Kuroda lost miserably, 13-1.
Miserably, yes.
That was almost matching that. Nova's 16-1 from Tampa. But yeah, Tanaka, you struck out, 10 or 11? But the freaking, it was on ESPN that game. The announcers were just, they're so clearly Yankee haters, and it was so annoying to me.
Well, I mean, they...
Oh, he's lost control, and it's just like, you know what?
Which he has. Well, though, like I said, because he set the bar so high, right? Going into that game, he had 35 strikeouts and 2 walks, mm-hmm. which is amazing. And in that game, in the first four innings, he walked three and hit a batter.
Right.
So you say, wow, his control isn't there. It really wasn't. On the other hand, he, like you said,
he
struck out 11 batters.
So I
went on
Facebook.
They didn't say he sucked. They said his control was
there. And ranted, and somebody unliked us.
Interesting, though, because I saw an interview that he did after the game. You know, and like they say, like, you never really find out what a player's like until he doesn't have his best mm-hmm. stuff, right? I mean, if he's throwing strikes all the time, well, he's good, right?
Right.
But you got to see what he's like when he doesn't have his
curveball. So what did Mr. Personality have to say?
Well, they say, he goes, I realize, he goes, this is going to be one of those games where they're going to get hits off of him.
Right.
So I really had to bear down, and really what I had to do was I had to be better than them. And that's what I concentrated on. On just being better than they were on that
right.
day.
Right. Well, he did not lose, but he did not get the win.
He didn't lose.
Betances.
No, but he kept
the
win. He gave up, what, he gave up 2 runs?
I don't know what the score
I think
was.
He gave up
yeah,
two
it wasn't,
I think
it wasn't
he gave
a
up
blowout. We ended up winning the game.
Yeah, he gave up 2 runs. And he on a day when he didn't have his best stuff, I guess he did have good stuff. He didn't have his best stuff.
Right.
He was better than them enough.
Right.
To keep it close, which is good, which is exactly what you want.
Right,
out of you.
And Betances is really is. I think he's good. I like him.
I love him. He's like he's got problems every now and then when he loses the strike zone. His mechanics go off and he gets a little wild. But like McCann said the other day, he says when he's hitting the strike zone, he's unhittable.
Right.
He's got
97 miles an hour.
He has unhittable stuff.
Yep.
When he's on. And but thing is, every now and then he gets a little off and he starts walking people.
Right. Well.
But I think he's young. He's another young one.
The
yeah,
young one.
I think
ones.
He's gonna be a closer of the future. I think he'll be a closer in the future.
Yes.
Or at the very least, a setup guy. I think he's good. They're gonna keep him. I don't think they'll. I'm sure a lot of teams are probably already asking him to.
So.
To transfer him.
What's the latest though on our greatest player, Ellsbury?
Right. So.
Injured?
We've had a couple of things happen. There's 2 injuries that were announced today.
Right.
Ellsbury, well...
Yesterday.
Ellsbury hurt his hand
yes.
somehow. And I think it was either probably making that... No, it was actually sliding into third base. This hand-first sliding thing.
Bad.
I mean, Bryce Harper
yep.
broke his hand. Josh Hamilton broke his hand.
Right.
You know, it's just not a smart thing to do. But so he's hurt.
Betty broke her ankle sliding into third. She did.
Hand first, that's tough.
No. there was those bases that like it has like the metal pole and it like goes six
right.
inches into the earth and so it doesn't move. So I slid into third and it was just like just cracked. Yeah. Anyway, so what's up?
So he's gonna be he's hurt, nothing broken. He's out for I think they said maybe 2 games.
Well, he didn't play yesterday, and today is postponed. So
I don't think he's gonna play tomorrow. He'll probably, if anything, he'll probably save him for the Tampa Bay series.
And then Gardner.
The other big injury was Pineda.
Well.
And so Pineda's been suspended for 10 games, but they had him. I think it was yesterday, or yesterday before he pitched a simulated game. Just you know where he was normally pitched, right? So in his body rotation, they haven't pitched you know a game. They might put like some minor league guys mm-hmm. swinging, whatever. Just a similar game, and he pulled himself out of that after like an inning or two, and they found that he has tightness under his arm, and he's going to be on the disabled list, and it looks like he's going to miss 3 to 4.
It's
weeks.
His arm? I thought it was his leg.
No, it's tightness under his throwing arm.
Huh. So, do we believe this story?
Oh, yeah. He's hurt. He's going to miss, like, 3 weeks, 3-4 weeks.
Yeah, I know. I'm just wondering if it's, like, you know, some big Yankee machine, like, slowly rolling this guy out for humiliating the team in front of the world.
Nah, they wouldn't do that. They want him back. He's our second best pitcher.
Yeah, well,
if you ask
he's also
me,
our
you
first
know.
Stupidest pitcher.
Right, but who cares? They're all stupid. They're jocks. None of these guys are
Wait,
brain surgeons.
Who is the guy? Well, we'll talk about it. Ron Darling. I'm just
Yale,
telling
right.
you, he went to Yale.
Right. Mike Mussina went to Stanford. They're still jocks. They're just smart jocks.
Okay, so yesterday, being Tuesday, somebody came to town.
Oh, right. Robinson Cano.
Yeah. So he was on the Tonight Show.
I thought that was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
That was great. He, for those of you who haven't seen it, Jimmy Fallon, you put him in like a man on the street. They had like this big cardboard cutout of Cano, and he's talking to Yankee fans. Hey, what would you do? You're gonna boo him? Yeah. So boo the cutout. They would boo. They turn around, and then when they turn around again, Cano would step out from behind it. And it was like, oh, you suck. And then as soon as he turned out, hey, dude, welcome back to New York. How you doing?
Right. It was right by my day job. Had I known, I swear to God, I wouldn't have been like, oh, I'm just kidding. I would have been like, you money grubbing, you and your agent can go suck it. And I hope that Jay-Z better never wear a freaking Yankees hat as long as he lives.
I would have told him, you better take care of that ring because that's the last one you're ever going to get.
You left New York because you wanted money and you wanted to grow a weird beard.
And true to form, he's hitting over 300, but the Seattle Mariners are in fourth
right.
place. And the only reason they're not in last place is because they're in the same division with the Houston Astros.
Well, so they beat us last night. It was the most boring game. It's raining. It's crap.
It was horrible. Yeah, the weather and Sabathia.
It's just.
I mean, he didn't pitch. Not that he pitched horribly. He made some good pitches. They got some good.
You know what happened? It was the infield. It was Robertson or whatever. What the hell is his name? Brian Roberts.
Brian Roberts.
Didn't cover first when they bunted. And so Tashira was running in to get the ball. Sabathia was running to the ball. Roberts was nowhere.
Was
and that the whole thing unraveled right there. So I blame the
right.
infield.
So, I mean, right. Sabathia didn't pitch
no,
that
he
bad.
Didn't.
I mean, he didn't deserve. But, yeah, but after that, the other thing is that the Yankees didn't score at all. Either.
No, they couldn't hit at the broadside of a barn. What's up with McCann, Alfonso Soriano? Like, nobody's hitting.
The scary thing is the game before that against the Angels that they won. Right, they had three hits.
Yeah.
Right? So one of them was a home run. And the other one, they scored the winning run because without a hit, right? Because Ellsbury walked. And whoever was after him, Beltran walked. Mm-hmm. And he stole. And then a wild pitch.
Yep.
You know, so, you know, we scored a run in that inning with no hits at all.
Right.
So they only, for the last game, they only had three hits. And they barely hit off Seattle, so...
Right, and then Beltran struck out. Ellsbury wasn't playing. It was a bad offensive night.
I'm amazed
we got three runs.
Right, but I can, you know, the weather was horrible.
It was. It sucked just watching that game. I was, like, exhausted by the end of it. It was just the most, like, draining, boring thing. So, so I was kind of happy that it didn't happen again tonight. I think they needed a break. It was just, like... But that game is postponed until who knows when. It hasn't been set.
June 2nd.
Oh.
It has been set.
Okay.
June 6th.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
so we'll get Cano back in town.
Right. But the good thing is we were supposed to get Felix Hernandez either today or tomorrow.
Oh. So that didn't get...
But because of this, King Felix, but because of that, for some reason, they're going to skip him.
Huh.
And we're not going to get him, which is good for us.
Right. So they're playing tomorrow.
They are playing tomorrow.
Which I
might be going to, but I'm not sure.
Oh. Yeah, I was going to go on Tuesday, but the weather was too crappy to even think about it. Okay, so please do your best to boo. There was plenty of the, like, 900 people who were at Yankee Stadium booed enough for, like, you know, 50,000 people. So I'm very proud of them. Thank you.
It was good. It was a nice, deep booing.
It was.
I like that.
And it just went... So I really have to hand it to mostly, like, you see, like, a lot of young guys out there in that freezing cold, relentless rain, and they stayed there till the end as soldiers.
The drunken idiots with no shirts on?
The boo soldiers were out because...
I heard the best one was... So you know how the bleacher creatures do the roll call to be in the game?
Right.
You know, where they chant every Yankee's name, and then you turn around and you... So when Seattle was out there, they started doing Robinson. They gave him a roll call. Mm-hmm. Robinson. When he turned around to wave at them, mm-hmm. they started chanting, "You sold out! You sold out!"
Oh, God.
It's awesome. As soon as he turned around to acknowledge him.
Well, he his first at bat, he struck out.
Struck out, right? He got one hit.
Yeah.
Right? That was
he was not real impressive. He had a hard time against CeCe. It's hard to be on the other side of CC Robinson. Maybe you should have thought of that. God.
Oh, well. We'll see. Don't worry.
I feel like he has to be a guy who wishes he didn't break up with his girlfriend.
Well, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking at this point, I think both sides kind of wish they had.
Well, who wants Brian Roberts at second? Not me.
Well, I mean, we have a pretty good lineup. Could you imagine what our lineup would be with
if
Cano?
I know.
Wow, we would be ridiculous.
We'd be the Angels.
Right. But, you know, I mean, Cano, I don't know. Well, you know, it's hard to say. Does he wish he was here? I mean, $65 million difference is $65 million.
Well, all I have to say to answer your question is yes. But I hate him because...
I know, but $65 million. It's hard to... I mean, that's not chump change. No. That was a big... But screw him anyway. He sucks.
Yeah, agreed.
He's a Mariner.
And his stupid-ass Asian.
Was he there?
I didn't see him. Oh, you think that guy would go out in bad weather for anything? Please, he's a pussy. Jay-Z, I hate you most of all. Thank you. I hope keep your flying monkeys from harming me for saying such a thing.
He's Sabathia's agent now, too.
I know.
It's all right. By the time Sabathia's ready for another contract, we won't want.
Anyway, so...
By that point, we'll be signing... What's his face? Matt Harvey. We'll take him from the Mets by then.
Oh, we'll just dismantle...
You know he's going to be a Met. He's going to be a Yankee at some point.
We'll dismantle the Mets piece by piece.
Speaking of dismantled Mets, your boy Curtis isn't doing something.
Well, but what is the hilarity of the fact that the Mets and the Yankees have the same record right now?
Wow.
They're at 15-11. And who would know that?
15-11 puts us in first place. It doesn't do anything for them, right?
They're in second.
Right, because Atlanta is just... Right, Atlanta's killing it.
Right, we're first in the AL East right now, today. But we've got a number of series coming up, and one interesting one is Milwaukee, who...
Right, well, first we get Tampa, and then we get the Angels together.
Yeah,
right?
Out there.
Those are big. Tampa's big because it's always big.
Then Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
And it's like Milwaukee has the best record in baseball. Why is that?
Pitching.
Who is their aces?
Well, they bought Loesch, who he pitched for him last year. Wasn't that great, but he was hurt, so he didn't really... He kind of missed spring training and everything, so he never really got it started. This year, he had a full offseason, full spring training. He's pitching lights out. And they got this young kid who they were going to trade, and they didn't. He decided not to. Giovanni Gallardo. And he's doing really well for him. So, it always comes down to pitching. Oh, that and Ryan Braun is hitting like a maniac again. And hitting like he's juiced. Oops, did I say that? I think I need a bigger umbrella.
I think you're going to need a bigger boat. Well, it's supposed to stop raining by like 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. I'm serious.
Figures tomorrow I get the day off of work and it's going to rain.
No, it's going to clear up and it's going to go up to over 70.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I will go to work.
Yeah. You should.
See, I get some heaven smokes. But yeah, good Yankees. First place, 15-10, 5 games over
15-11.
No, 15-11.
Yep.
All right, 4 games over 500. I like the team so far after the first month, April, right?
Yep.
I think it's a decent April.
Yep.
I wouldn't say I'm ecstatic, but I'm happy. I mean, injuries, a lot of injuries, a lot of, you know, pitching, which has been, you know... Well, I thought pitching was going to be good, and we have good pitching, but I think losing Nova is going to hurt,
yeah.
I think. I mean, I figured he was good for at least 15 wins.
Yeah.
I know right now they got Vidal Nuno, and they're talking about Phelps. I think they'll try them for a little bit, but I think at some point, if not, I would not be surprised if they make a move.
Mm-hmm.
And... and make a trade for somebody.
Still Matt Harvey now.
Matt Harvey's not back till next year, I think, right? Because he's another one with Tommy Jones.
Yeah, but he got it last year, right?
Last year, so yeah, so he'll be ready either by the end of this year or next year. But we'll get it.
Oh boy. Well, so I think that you should pick the walk-off song of the week because I can't come up with one.
Well, seeing how this weather's horrible. It's been horrible for a couple of days. It's been raining.
A couple of days. It's been horrible since last freaking September.
And I know April showers and all that, but this is getting ridiculous. Let's go with the Beatles' Rain.
Wow, do I even know that song? What album is that?
It's great. Revolver.
Oh. Is Revolution on?
No. Revolution's on the White Album.
Oh.
But it's one of my favorite songs about him.
What is the... Do you know what it's about?
Rain.
Really? It's that literal?
It's... Yeah.
There, I thought the Beatles but, were deep and poetic.
Hey, man. Before we get to Rain, or get to our song, give them the info. Give them the 411. Where can they find us? Where can they follow us? Where can they...
They can do so many things. You guys... You listeners, you can...
Where can they see semi-erotic pictures of Pam Betty?
I'm working on getting a couple of others together. If my graphic designer dude who had a baby, whatever...
Tell him to put the baby down and get back to work.
I know. God, he's a pain in the ass. Okay, so Bullpen Betty is at bullpenbetty.com, and that is the best way to have... All of the options, listening to us on Podomatic, there's a little button. Following us on Twitter, there is another button. And liking us on Facebook, there is yet another button. But most importantly, there is a giant photo of Bullpen Betty on the splash page. And really, it should just brighten
everyone
your
should
day.
Make it. They should make that their wallpaper.
I know. I wondered, you think there's like weirdos out there who have that as their wallpaper?
I think it's weirder like to have that under your pillow.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, maybe. I hope not.
Bunch of bullpen bobbies out there.
I'm a bullpen bullseye for some people. It's about baseball, guys. I tricked you into, you know... It's funny, I've seen, like, some of those photos have, you know, like, 900 views, and yet we only have 163 likes on the page. Like the page, too. If you're going to use me for your purposes, at least like my damn page. That's the message.
All right, let's get out of this weather. I'll see you soon.
Yes.
And let's go out with some rain. Peace out, yo.
Peace.